What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast, specifically episode number 75, I believe we are at right now. Let me just check to make sure that's correct. I could totally be lying about what episode we're actually on right now, but I'm almost like 1,000% sure that it is 75. Let's take a little gander here. Okay, we're on episode 76, whatever. We are, essentially, we are over three quarters of the way to episode number 100. Super excited for that. I don't know exactly what I have planned for episode number 100. That's something that we've been talking about for a long time. You know, how every single time, seemingly, when I intro an episode, I'm always like, oh, we're this much closer to episode number 100 or whatever. But I'll figure something out. Hopefully, it'll be something special for you guys and stuff like that. But essentially today's episode is going to be consistent of pretty much every sport, except for the MLB. I am an MLB fan. It's just, I'm not really much to talk about right now. Not much interesting going on the life of a Blue Jays fan, other than they're pretty good at baseball. So that's good. But we're going to be talking about, the NFL. The schedule just came out. So I'm going to be going through my way too early Packers schedule prediction. And then I am going to be talking about, the NHL games that have been happening. Talk about the Vegas and Edmonton game last night, talk about the Kraken and Stars game tonight, Golden Knights and Oilers game from last night, where a certain team clinched the series, and then talking about the NBA, talking about both conference final series now that we are right into it. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Before we get into that, though, quick shameless plug for my merch store, which is something that I don't talk about nearly enough on here. So if you click the link tree in the description of this episode, wherever you're listening or watching, you will find my merch store link. Ton of different products. There's backpacks and slides, shirts, hoodies, cups, pillows, banners, blankets, beach towels, anything you can possibly imagine, phone cases, all on my merch store. So if you're looking to buy some Jake Talk Sports merch, be sure to head over there. Click the link in the description of this episode. Go get yourself some merch. We'll see you over there. All right, with that out of the way, let's talk about the Packers schedule for this year. Woo! In my way too early Green Bay Packers schedule prediction, record prediction, whatever you want to call it. So let's get right into it. Starting off in week one on the road against Chicago, Jordan Love's debut on the road in Chicago, who I think could actually be okay this year. I am going to give it to the Bears this time around. I think we'll end up splitting with them. A little bit of spoiler for later in the prediction, but I really do think that Chicago will probably get us at home. A team that should be pretty okay this year. Mostly just saying this to manifest it not happening. Then they come back and they play the Falcons in week two. Also on the road. They start off with two semi-tough road games. Desmond Ridder versus Jordan Love. I don't really know who I really would take in that matchup, but I'm going to take the Packers there. Their defense is very, very good. I know that the Falcons have Bijan Robinson now, and they have Drake London and Kyle Pitts and everything, but the Packers' defense is pretty good. Two good coaches. This could go either way, but I'm going to give it to the Packers. And then in week three, they take their home opener, and they have the New Orleans Saints. And the Saints are an interesting team this year. I think the Packers are an interesting team this year. You know, Derek Carr at the helm now. The questions around Michael Thomas, if he's actually going to be healthy, if he's actually going to play. But Dennis Allen's not that good of a coach. Their defense hasn't really improved much from where it was. Obviously, drafting Brian Bercy in the first round doesn't move the needle too much for them. But, you know, again, like, even if Jordan Love isn't some fantastic quarterback this season, I do like the Packers' defense a good bit. I know Joe Barry's at the helm, but this defense under Joe Barry really stepped up in the last part of last season. You know, they played very well in that second Vikings game. They played very well against the Dolphins towards the end of it when they really needed to. And they played very well against the Lions even. Barely lost that game and missed the playoffs. Obviously, you can say that that could fall on them. But Rodgers also threw a pick. So that can go either way. But in reality, I like the Packers defense. Well, I'm going to give that one to the Packers and put them at 2-1 through three. Week four, they stay at home and they play the Detroit Lions. I'm giving them a loss. I will explain a little bit more, but I'm going to say right away that I am giving them a loss because I think the Lions are going to be pretty good this year. Okay, you think about it. You know, Dan Campbell's a good head coach. Ben Johnson deciding to stay is a huge thing for them. He's a great offensive coordinator. They added Jahmyr Gibbs. They have him and they have David Montgomery. He's a nice little two running back set. They have Jared Goff, who has been surprisingly solid for them, especially last year. you know, maybe he's not some great quarterback, but he was, like I said, surprisingly solid for them last year. And so Jared Goff, love him or hate him, he's okay. They have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They just drafted Sam Laporta, who I'm a fan of after the catch when he actually catches it. As Miller Football would say, if a tight end can't block, he doesn't deserve the rock. And he can't block, but I do think that he will get the rock a good bit this season. The weapons are a little iffy. Like I said, Amon-Ra is really the guy, and then it's Marvin Jones. You know, Jameson Williams being suspended is definitely really tough for them. So in this early part of the season where they don't have Jameson Williams, I could see the Packers pulling this one out, but I'm a big fan of the Lions this year. And they made some improvements to the defense, which is also like a desperate need of theirs. So I'm going to give this one to the Lions. And then week five, Monday night, second primetime game of the year. They actually had a Thursday night game against the Lions. Week four, they got the Raiders in Las Vegas. You know, I really wish, I don't know, Jimmy G kind of has had the Packers number for some reason. He doesn't have Shanahan anymore, though. It's McDaniels. I don't know if it'll be enough. I think that they will go into the bye at 3-2. With a win against the Raiders. Coming into a game against the Broncos, I think Sean Payton's going to turn this Broncos team around. I think he's going to turn Russell Wilson around. So I'm going to give them the loss. They're on the road. They're coming off of a bye. It's Jordan Love. Don't know what he's going to be yet, which is why it's so hard to make this prediction in the first place. You know, I'm trying to do it as well as I can, but we don't know what Jordan Love is, right? From what I've seen from him, I think that there definitely is some potential there, and he seems like he's definitely gotten a lot better than he was when he first came out against Kansas City in his first career start, as opposed to when he played last year in Philly in like the fourth quarter and threw the touchdown pass to Christian Watson. But I think, like I said, Sean Payton's going to whip this team around. They already had a fantastic defense. If the offense can get it figured out, they could be a scary team this year. So I'm going to go with Denver. And then they play the Vikings for the first time. The Vikings will beat them the first time around at Lambeau. I don't care where it is. The Packers are not going to be as good of a team as the Vikings this year. I might even have the guts to predict a sweep, which very rarely happens on either side. For the Packers-Vikings rivalry, they usually do not sweep each other. It's usually a split. We'll see how I'm feeling when we actually get to that game in Week 17. But I'm going to give it to the Vikings. I think they'll still be okay this year. They might be a little overrated. I don't think they're true contenders. I don't think anybody should believe they are true contenders. But I'm not going to be mad at people saying that they're going to beat the Packers in Week 8. Week 9 is the Rams. We don't know what they're going to look like. I'm assuming Stafford will be healthy, and if he's healthy, he's playing. And then it's Cooper Kupp, and then it's Aaron Donald, and nobody on that defense. Give me the Packers. Although McVay could really out-coach LaFleur, so I might end up changing my mind about that next time I do this. I put them at 4-4 through 8 games, 9 weeks. And then they have the Steelers in Week 10. Pickett versus Love. We're just getting these awesome quarterback matchups. I'm going to give it to the Steelers. They have a really good defense, and that could be a problem for Jordan Love. Mike Tomlin's a better coach than Matt LaFleur is. I do believe that with my whole heart. And the Steelers could actually be okay this year. I legitimately think they could be. I'm a big Kenny Pickett fan, so I think that could happen. They got the Chargers at home. No shot there. Herbert's going to eat that defense apart. I think he's going to tear that defense apart, even though I do like the defense. It could be like a low-scoring win. It also could be a low-scoring loss. I don't really see us winning that football game. Give me the Chargers. And then Thursday night against the Lions. We have two Thursday night games against the Lions this year. I'm going to give it to the Packers. I think they swing back and they tie the series, even though they got swept last year. Then they play the Chiefs in Week 13. That's an absolute L. The Chiefs are going to absolutely destroy us. It would be funny if Jordan Love beat Mahomes after that's where his first start came. Not going to happen, though. This is the Giants. I hate Daniel Jones. And you know, they might not have Saquon. He turned down a huge deal with them, which kind of gives me the impression that he either wants way too much money or he doesn't want to play for them. Either way, both of those things kind of end up in him not playing for them. I'm going to give it to the Packers. Then they have the Bucs. I'm going to give that one to the Packers, too. I mean, the Bucs are going to suck this year. Maybe not as bad as some people think, but I don't think the Bucs are going to be some like true contender for the playoffs this year. I think they could be a fringe playoff team, but I'm going to give it to the Bucs just solely because of that. Packers, Panthers. I'm going to give that one to, I don't know. I'm going to give it to, I want to say Panthers. I'm going to give it to the Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to be pretty good. And they have a good coach in Frank Reich. So I'm going to give it to the Panthers. And then 17 and 18, I'm going to have them beating the Vikings and the Bears to finish out the season at 9-8, just because I think they're going to end up been able to split with those teams. I don't think it's truly too crazy to say that they're going to split with both those teams. So yeah, that's going to put the Packers at 9-8. I don't know where that puts them in the division because I'm not doing record predictions for every team right now, but that puts them at 8-4 in conference games, 4-4 at home, 5-4 on the road. So yeah, I really, really think that the Packers could be decent. I mean, 9-8 is exactly what they finished with. It's a game better than they finished last year. So maybe it's too much of a stretch. Maybe they end up just sucking and finishing last in the North. But a guy can dream, right? A guy can dream. All right, NHL playoffs. They are still going on. Obviously, just last night, the McDavid ring agenda took another hit as they lost to the Golden Knights in six. You know, the thing about the Oilers this season and kind of the thing everybody knew coming into the playoffs was that they were just very, very good in the power play. Okay, but a lot of teams that they faced, even with Vegas and even with their first series against the Kings, okay, both those teams were better. They were better than the Oilers 5-on-5, right? You really talk about how good the Oilers are in the power play, but you really don't look at how kind of iffy they were 5-on-5, you know. And so Vegas was better than them 5-on-5, so if they stayed out of the box, that was going to be the main thing for them. And they stayed out of the box. Obviously, I'm a big McDavid fan. I want him to win a ring so badly. It's not going to happen this year. Vegas, a team that in their first year, as an expansion team, went to the Stanley Cup Finals. They're back at it again, looking to make another one on the Western Conference Finals. And then the series that will determine their opponent, the Kraken and the Stars. You know, this one's so tough to predict because the last few games, Game 6, 6-3 Kraken. Game 5, 5-2 Stars. Game 4, 6-3 Stars. Okay, Game 3, 7-2 Kraken. Game 2, 4-2 Kraken. Sorry, 4-2 Stars. Game 1, 5-4 Stars. Okay, only two games out of the six that have been played so far have been won by less than 3 goals. Okay, these teams just kind of beat each other up. You know, and the Kraken, they're a very new team. Things are very raw for them. I'm going to give this one to the Stars tonight. I like the Stars a good bit. I think it really is their chance. I like Jake... Oettinger, I think is how you say his name. I don't really know how to say his name, but I like him. He's one of the better goalies in the league. And when you look at that, like, that's really what you need to make a deep playoff run in the NHL. If you have one of the premier goalies in the league, you're pretty much primed to make a good run if you make the playoffs. You know, because if your offense is sustainable enough, you're not going to have to score that many goals. Obviously, this hasn't been the case necessarily for the Stars in this series, but they were up 3-2. Obviously, got the breaks kind of beat off of them in game six. But the Kraken, I think they're a feisty, scrappy, young, new expansion team, but I am going to give this one to the Stars, and that would put the Stars to put the Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. And then just talking about the Conference Finals quick, assuming that my prediction is right and it is Stars Golden Knights, I would give that one to the Golden Knights, and the Golden Knights are going to the finals again. I don't have too much analysis on that other than I just think the Golden Knights are a better team. So they move on to the finals, and then with the Canes, the Panthers. Panthers run has been special. Panthers run has been special. You know, I talked about this in a TikTok video, beating Boston, you know, the best team in hockey, a team that set so many records, had the most wins in NHL history. Beating them in seven, not only that, but going into Boston for game seven in overtime, beating them. Not only that, like I said, they were the last team into the playoffs, barely made it. They do this, then they beat the Maple Leafs in five, who just came off of a series win against another good team, against the Lightning, and they finally looked like, hey, this could be the Leafs have actually make a run. Panthers put an absolute shutdown to that, and now here they are in the Eastern Conference Finals. But I am going to give this one to the Canes. They have looked so good. They beat the Devils in five, a team that kind of thought to compete for the title after they got past the Rangers. They'll beat them 3-2 in game five. You know, beat them 6-1 in game four. The only real blemish is an 8-4 loss, but they still scored 4 goals in that game. And then 6-1 in game 2, and game 1 was 5-1. I mean, they absolutely blew the brakes off of the Devils in this series. And they're very, very clearly the best team in the East. So they are going to come out on top there. Canes Knights, I'm going to give it to the Canes in 7. I hate to say it, and Hammy, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're a happy man hearing me say this, but the more I've thought about it, the more I see the path to the Canes being NHL champions, and honestly, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. That's definitely a good parity move. I've talked about in TikTok videos and podcasts and stuff about how the NHL playoffs need more parity, and this would be a good parity move if the Hurricanes were to win it. If the Hurricanes or the Knights win it, because that would be a first-time champion. Either way, I'm talking on my blog. I don't even know if the Hurricanes would be a first-time champion, but they haven't won in a long time. I know this for a fact. So, the Hurricanes or the Golden Knights would be a fantastic choice, but I'm going to go Canes in 7. That is my Stanley Cup Finals prediction as it stands right now. Either way, I don't care who wins between the Kraken and the Stars tonight. I think the Knights beat them. So, yeah, without further ado, let's talk a little bit of NBA playoffs before we get out of here. All right, the NBA playoffs. What a time to be alive for the NBA playoffs. The Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals are both set. Starting off in the East, the Celtics finally took care of the Sixers in 7 and absolutely blew the brakes off of them. Harden and Embiid combined for less than 30 points total between the two of them. And then Embiid had the audacity to come out and say, oh, well, can't win alone, can't win alone. Embiid, loser, should not have won the MVP. That's the narrative. Jokic for MVP, should have gone a three-peat. Embiid doesn't deserve it, should never win one again. Hope he doesn't. Harden stunk. Doc Rivers stinks. Philadelphia, you stink. The Sixers just stunk. And I don't really know what you do moving forward if you're the Sixers. Like, what is the plan here? I'm assuming Harden leaves, okay? He has the option to come back. But there is a definite chance that Harden leaves, right? And there's a whole Embiid thing. Are they going to have to trade Embiid at some point? Like, that is a distinct possibility in Philadelphia right now. Something they should definitely be talking about. But I don't really know what is going to happen in Philadelphia because it kind of seems like the process is dead at the moment. But they can get past the second round. They suck. Embiid sucks. Screw him. Moving on to the Celtics, the actual winner of the series. Tatum was fantastic. He played an absolutely incredible 5 quarters of basketball from the end of Game 6 all through Game 7. Scored 51 in Game 7. Had his I'm him moment in the playoffs. And now they're on to face the Miami Heat coming off of beating the 1-seed Bucks and then obviously beating the Knicks, who nowhere near as good of a team as the Bucks and probably shouldn't have even been there in the first place. But now here they are. Jimmy Butler's been fantastic in these playoffs. Bam Adebayo had a good closeout game against the Knicks. And now they have the Celtics, you know. And it's scary to pick them to lose to the Celtics in like 4 or 5. This is exactly what everybody said against the Bucks. Okay. Everyone's like, oh, Bucks in 4, Bucks in 5. Maybe the Heat steal a game because Jimmy Butler's Jimmy Butler. And all of a sudden they're winning the series. Right. And the Celtics might have actually been the best team in basketball coming into the playoffs, and they're definitely the best team left now, in my opinion. And so it becomes hard to count the Heat out entirely, but I'm going to say Celtics in 5 or 6. I think the Heat steal at least one game off of them, probably at home, just because of Jimmy Butler. I think they steal another one just because of Jimmy Butler. but stealing more than one or two does not really seem like a possibility to me. I'm going to have the Celtics moving on to the NBA Finals. And I don't think I should get too much flack for that because they're, like I said, I think they're the best team left. And the Heat, they've been good. I just don't think they're a championship team. So I think that the run ends here. Nuggets-Lakers are going to be an interesting series for sure. LeBron, Jokic, AD, Jokic is really the main storyline. Although Jokic won't be defending AD, Aaron Gordon will. But then who do you put Jokic on? The whole defensive thing that was kind of the issue coming into the playoffs hasn't really come back to bite them until now. You know, obviously they played good defense against the Suns. They only allowed 80 points one of the games to the Suns, or 84, 85 points. To a really good offense with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. I think even Chris Paul was playing at that point before he got hurt. Theirs is a defense that was really criticized that they couldn't run the starting five comfortably defensively and that it wouldn't work if they tried it. And it kind of is working. They're doing good enough to win 2 series, obviously. Now they're in the Western Conference Finals. So obviously something that they are doing is working, right? But it just worries me because Jokic is such a liability on defense. But I'm going to pick the Nuggets in seven here. I think the Lakers really give them a run. I think it's a very close game seven, but I am going to give it to the Nuggets in seven. And then Nuggets-Celtics, the ideal scenario for us right now for the finals. Give me the Boston Celtics to win the NBA Finals. Much as I hate to say it, I hate Boston sports. They're the best team left right now. If they continue to play the way that they played that last two games of that series against Philadelphia, it's over. Game over. I don't care if it's the Lakers. I don't care if it's the Nuggets. It's over. You're finished. Good night. That's essentially it. All right. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to episode 76 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. Remember, click the link tree in my bio to go check out all my links, especially my merch store. Like I said, promoted that earlier in the episode. Go and check out my merch store. Go and buy some stuff. DM me on Instagram or Twitter. If you bought some stuff, I'll give you a shout out and everything like that. But also go follow all my other links. My Twitter, my TikTok is there. My Discord is there. Some of my sponsorship stuff is there. My YouTube is there. My Twitch is there. Everything you could possibly need to follow me on is right there. So be sure to go do that. And if you listen on Spotify, be sure to give us a rate and a review. And wherever you're listening, be sure to help grow the podcast however you can. We will see you next time.